Whiskey Game Hotel.
YQK Mobile, you're there in the static.
W Mobile. W, this is KO4CEF. I'm on HT. Do you copy?
You loud and clear. You're coming in the repeater just fine.
I was HT with Megan from my back porch.
From the repeater.
I think it's a little over 20-something, maybe 30 miles.
Find a site, because there's not even any static on your signal.
I didn't expect that at all.
We'll do it, if you got good line of sight. I usually can... Now, you usually can get in, even with a stubby rubber duck from my house, but I'm probably only 12, 14 miles line of sight from the repeater.
Don't have good luck. I don't know why that is, but, yeah, I'm surprised it's making it in pretty good then.
Hanging out?
The above ground pool open today, so I'm just sitting here watching the water come up and watching the pool cleaner do its little thing out here.
Going to spend a Sunday afternoon. If the weather keeps up the way it is, I think they're calling for 80s next week. You might be in that pool sooner than you know.
We're definitely ready. It's nice to have it open. Now that it's getting grass cutting season, I usually try to cut the grass or weed eat, and then I'll just jump in nasty and spend the next hour cleaning it up, but it at least gives me a reason to jump in.
Get a break after cutting grass. I know some people like cutting grass, but it's probably one of my least favorite things in the world to do. I never found the appeal.
My yard was more nicely manicured. I would probably enjoy it a little more right now just to try to keep it down.
Trees, our yard is almost completely trees, so what grass does grow is pretty spotty with all the shade, so I don't have much of a well-manicured yard myself.
Years ago when I first moved in, I killed everything in the front yard off, planted Bermuda, and it just never really took good. I don't know. There's still some spots left, but... weeds have taken over now, so I just kind of give up on it.
When I move one more time, hopefully, is to find a wooded lot and to have nothing but trees and let the leaves fall and have, you know, just a natural yard. No grass at all wouldn't bother me.
Sound bad to me.
Count all the birds and animals and stuff, too, so I figure that's probably a better place to draw them in than, you know, a grass, wide-open neighborhood yard.
And, you know, this never get the occasional squirrel or anything else. So my wife swears up now she sees them. But I've never seen a squirrel in my yard because the trees are just a little further out than what my house is.
My squirrels are all the trees. I guess if there's a food shortage later this year, I'll always have that to lean on.
They're not hard to find.
They'd have with me if I had to start eating them, though. Can only get away with that for so long. Of course, if I told her it was rabbit, she wouldn't have very much of a liking for that either, unfortunately.
See what you mean. My wife will eat deer meat, but my oldest son, boy, he can't stand it. He won't eat it no matter what you do with it. He can't stand it.
No problem. We eat a lot of deer meat. This past year wasn't very good. My freezer's not as stocked as it normally is, but it's the small game that she's not a fan of. I kind of like rabbit, squirrel, that kind of stuff myself. I've been eating all my life, though, so maybe that's, you know, what it is. It's an acquired taste.
You know, some of you used to, and a lot of people just so used to beef and whatnot, they just can't really stomach much else.
Anymore that I always did when I was younger is quail, and I don't get to hunt quail very much anymore, and I raised some domesticated ones for a while. They were pretty easy, and I probably should get back to that.
Benefits out of that, don't you? Get some quail eggs and then you get the meat eventually.
Small, but you know, you can kind of, they add up, they lay a lot of them. And as far as the meat, they, you know, you can, I think it's like six or 8 weeks and they're ready to harvest, and they're really easy to take care of and clean. You can keep like 12 of them, eight to 12 in like a 2x2 cage.
No, yeah, the only experience I ever had with quail was was walking in the woods one time, and it was, you know, still dark first thing in the morning. And, man, I run into a covey of quail, and they all jumped up, and I done thought something got a hold of me.
Being perfectly quiet, so loud, they'll scare the pants off of you in a heartbeat, and they all scatter different directions. You don't know what you've come upon.
I ran into it. It was the only time I've ever done it, but good Lord, I thought I was done for. Something got a hold of me. Couldn't figure out what the noise was. It took me a little while to process what happened.
You up like that one time. Nothing will wake you up like a 20-pound bird flying about 6 inches from your face.
Imagine.
You got on with the HT. You're doing really good with it. You got you mostly use that, or you got a mobile rig or a base rig you use sometimes as well?
The mobile set up in the house, you know, 50 watts, so that's one that I use most of the time, but I just happened to be out here on the back porch, picked up the DMR radio, figured I'd carry it out here and see if anybody was on, so, and been mostly quiet for the most part, but, you know, every once in a while you start a conversation.
DMR, I haven't really gotten into that yet. I've heard a lot of people say some good stuff about it.
There's some talk groups, you know, if you don't like America, the America Link or America Talk groups, it'll stay busy most of the time, but if you get on some of the, you know, less common ones, the North Carolina Talk group, people hit it sporadic. There's Upstate South Carolina, that one's kind of sporadic. Western DMR, they've got their, or Western North Carolina's got their DMR, but yeah, I mean, some of them get used. It's kind of like the repeaters. They're kind of off and on, but I would say there's not one besides the America that is as busy as probably what Caesar's Head is.
More busy than the analog repeaters were, because I mean, this one stays relatively busy, but a lot of the other ones around are pretty dead, at least most times of the day when I'm listening. Is it really hard to get set up with the DMR? I know you got to program all the different talk groups and frequencies and everything for that.
The hardest part of it is the learning curve for the setting up your talk groups and whatnot. If you're lucky and you get a well-known radio like Any Tone, you can find the programs for those pretty simple. For somebody that's in the area, can give you theirs and you can just load it. So it makes it a lot simpler that way and gives you something to start off of. And that's kind of what I did with mine. But once you get going, it's not that bad. And if you, I don't forget his name, there's a guy that talks on here and there. He does YouTube videos. He's got how to build a Pi-Star for DMR or whatever. And you can do it for about $50, maybe a little more expensive with the cost of stuff now. But if you get that kind of, you can talk on more than just the repeaters around here.
Friday. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I thought about getting into it, and then, you know, I tested and got my general and got into HF, and that took up a bunch of my time, and I kind of forgot about it. And now that I've gotten all that set up and I'm in a kind of a good pace with that, I thought about getting into either that or I kind of wanted to get into some VHF weak signal, some single sideband 2 meter, but from what I've heard, that's even more dead than like FM simplex on 2 meters is. I'm guessing you probably haven't moved, so it's probably, I'm probably in a bad spot. So if you're not picking me up very well, I'll try to pick you back up when I get a little bit higher elevation, maybe get a better shot to the repeater.
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't moved, but it could be my battery going. going to damn. I'm going to be putting out 5-1.
I'll keep listening. Like I said, I got about every other word on that one. I'll keep listening for you when I get in a better spot. I'm kind of down in a hole here right here myself. I just crossed over a river, so not very high elevation.
Can say 7-3 for now, and I'll try to give you a holler later. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Rex Q testing.